Bibles, I'd like to focus your attention on Psalms 51 and 5. Got a message that kind of sprung from a conversation that this past week. Well, sermons come from everywhere. I remember getting one from a deodorant can. The can said, shake well before using. And my mind went straight to Samson. That's what he had to do. And I preached it. And so tonight, we're going to talk about some things. But Psalms 51, 5 through 7. Behold, I was shaping iniquity in sin. Everybody shout, in sin. Did my mother conceive me? Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Nothing is as valuable as an understanding spirit. That when we teach, and when we preach, and when we reach for the hearts, souls, and minds of men, women, and young people, and children, that God would give them an understanding spirit so that we can grow from here to get to there. Does that make sense? Does anybody want an understanding spirit? Jeremiah 13, verse 23. I'm sorry, purge me with hyssop, I shall be clean. Wash me, and there it is, and I shall be whiter than snow. Purge me. Cleanse me. Wash me. Everybody say amen. Now, let's do this. Jeremiah 13, 23. Can the Ethiopian change his skin? Somebody say no. Can the leper, his spots, can he change his spots? Everybody said, no. Then may you also do good that are accustomed to doing evil. In other words, the Lord is making a deal through Jeremiah here. If I can change things, would you do good? Those of you that are accustomed, addicted, afflicted, used to doing evil, if I could change the leopard spots, would you be good? And you're not going to hear it everywhere, and I understand that, and it's not most popular, but I'm just wondering what is in all of this for God. I know what's in it for me, and it can only be good. It's time for us to consider what may be in it for God, so we can develop a balanced, not religion, but a balanced relationship with God. Amen? And so here's what I want to preach for a little while. Something as simple as, who spotted the leopard? Who spotted the leopard? And so we're going to talk about this for a little while tonight. But right now, let's pray that the Lord would condition us to receive and obtain. Let's get all touchable tonight. Let's become reachable and teachable here tonight. Master, in the name of the Lord, we're praying the power, the presence, the spirit, the anointing, grace, and goodness of the Lord. I'm asking you to continue to overshadow this house. Lord, we've already had church. Lives have been touched. Souls been filled with the Holy Ghost. Others, Lord, have been ministered to. Great faith is in this place. But Lord, there is something you would do to complete what you have started in this evening service. And I pray your will be done. And somebody shout amen. God richly bless you as you're seated just now. There's a story about a tribesman by the name of Priambi. And while traveling across the African plains, he came across an abandoned baby leopard. And so he picked it up and just instantly fell in love with this small baby leopard cub. He took it home to his village and presented it to his children. Told his children they can have it. Well, the tribal chief heard of this, and the leader heard of this, and he came to Priambi and his family, and he said, you need to get rid of that. And they said, it is harmless. And the tribal chief said, it is harmless now, but it will not be harmless when it grows up. So no matter how you raise it, a leopard is a leopard. And you will be able to tell it by its spots. So who spotted the leopard? The Bible says that when sin is finished, it will bring forth death. In the beginning, there was an ark that was constructed, and Noah tried his best to get them in. Now we're at the end, and the ark has been constructed over 2,000 years. And we're trying to get the hearts of men out to reach others that need to come back to the ark and get in this thing. Does that make sense? And so in order to do that, we've got to identify the problem so we can minister to those that need something from the Lord. And so it is. Leopards do grow up. Sin does mature. And we can play for a while. But if we don't get it under the blood, we're going to pay for a long time. And so we need to understand tonight, although there's pleasure, and although there's treasure, and although there's fun, excitement, young people, listen to me tonight. Amen. You need to see further than the point on your nose into the future and understand that sin is a carrot on a string dangling in front of you, and it will never gratify or satisfy. You say, I smoked pot one time. That's the best deal you're going to get out of it. Because from that day forward, it's downhill fast. And I've done this, and it was great. That's the best deal you're going to get out of it. It's ironic that you can look at Calvary and understand that the Lord gives you His worst first. The first thing you see when you approach the altar and come before God is blood and sweat and tears and shamefulness. The Bible says that His visage was so marred you couldn't even hardly tell He was human. You see that. You see the worst first. And every step past Calvary only gets better as the days go by. But with the devil, ladies and gentlemen, He gives you His very best first. And every step after that is a downhill descent. You better catch on to that. And you better catch on to that fast tonight. Hallelujah. If Calvary is the worst thing that God can offer, then what in God's name am I in for if I give my heart to God tonight? Somebody celebrate with me, because many of you are past Calvary right now. You can make a house cat out of a leopard, but in its nature, it's still a leopard. If you will allow me, I'll allow you or show you illustratively and metaphorically. Sin is what spots the leopard. Let me take you somewhere spiritually. Let me back this up. John chapter 6 and verse number 63. Amen. For a launching pad, and I'm not going to be long here tonight. It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Many times Jesus used natural things and flesh things to bring about a spiritual story that had or a fleshly or a human or a physical anatomy story to reveal to you something that is spiritually good. It was called a parable. And tonight, if you would let me use the spots on a leopard, I believe that I'm going to help somebody. Somebody's going to leave this house healed. Somebody's going to leave this house delivered. Somebody's going to leave this house set free by the blood of the Lamb and the Almighty Spirit of Almighty God. Hallelujah. In other words, take me to church. let me repent. Let me be filled with the Spirit of God. Yes, I am a new creature now. Yes, all things are new. I'm a new creation now. But if for one moment I feel that I can walk away from the Lord and what the Lord has done, become part-time, sometime, just not all the time, I could instantly go back to being a leopard, and the spots will resurface. I think the true way to overcome sin in our lives is to spot it. Once it's been identified, it can be nullified. That means to make of no use and of no value. Some of us, when we were sinners with a passion. We gave it everything we've got because that was our lifestyle. But after Calvary, we developed another passion. May I present to you that you overcome one passion with another passion? You will never be an overcomer by confessing the Lord as your Savior. You're never going to be an overcomer by just simply being baptized in Jesus' name. You'll never be an overcomer by simply receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. Oh no, somewhere, somehow, you got to fall in love with the giver that gives all those gifts. You've got to develop a relationship with the one that loves his relationship with you. And once you develop that, the passion that you have to please him. It's not the fact that I'm afraid of going to hell that keeps me from backsliding. It's the fact that I'm being disobedient to God. Why is that? Because I love him. I care about what he thinks about me. I care about how he looks at me. I care about what I present to him in my daily living. If you don't care about that, honey, you're a leopard. You've got spots all over you, and those spots need to be covered by the Lamb. They need to have blood poured over them, and you cannot let them be revealed again. And so you're going to die every day. You're going to commit every day. I'm talking forward to some folks. Foreign to some folks, and you can't get with me tonight because I'm going deeper than your religion. But if you'll go deeper than your religion, you can get some deliverance, and your family will get deliverance, and your family will finally have peace. I feel a strong wind blowing, and God is grooming us for the growing, and the anointing is ready to break the yoke if you'll be willing to cover your spots with the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. I think, listen, Jude 1:23, and others, the Bible said in Jude 1:23, others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Not only do they not want it on their flesh, they don't even want it on their garments. They don't want it near them. They don't want this around them. They want to live away from the ungodly things. Right? Now, does that mean spots on the garment? Or garments that represent spots? Hallelujah. 2 Peter 3:14, therefore, beloved, seeing that you look for these things, be diligent to be found in peace, without blemish, and blameless in his sight. That's what I long for. Amen. Don't you quote me wrong when you leave this building tonight. I am not projecting to you that someone perfect is preaching to you. But I'll tell you this, I will go to my grave or in the rapture seeking his perfection. I will not use that for a lame excuse not to be what I ought to be for the glory of God. I will not use that as a crippling device to keep me lame in the pew and in the church of the living God. I will not use that for an excuse. I'd rather die. Praise God. In other words, when we see a spot, we need to be saying, see spot, run. Hallelujah. Paul said, I die daily. Let me present to you that we are all leopards with spots, but that are covered by the blood. When Paul said, I die daily, was he saying, I'm a leopard? What was he saying? I believe Paul's attitude was, his spirit was, I know myself. I have destroyed before. I've hurt people before. I've hurt the righteous. I held their coats while they stoned one apostle to death. I know what this flesh is capable of. And so what I must do to stay in the kingdom of God is that I must die daily. What are you talking about, preacher? Let me make it plain. Paul went before God and he said, I'm sorry. If there's sin in my life, forgive me and take it out. Would you cover that spot? Would you pour the blood on that spot once again? Would you cover me by the blood? Somebody shout, Lord, cover me. Don't you play games with God. And don't you repeat after a preacher like a polyparrot. But you mean this business from your heart. And let the blood of the Lamb saturate and permeate everything that you don't need to be. Let your spirit die daily. Give it to God every day. Give it to God of a night. Give it to God at noon. Give it to God in the morning. Make up your mind that you're going to leave the spots behind. That they will be continued to become. Hey, we will not truly be like Him until that which is perfect has come. We haven't left this world yet. We still rub elbows with it. They still try to tell us their filthy jokes. Amen. We still inhale their cigarette smoke. They can't smoke inside, so they smoke in the doorway. Hallelujah. But listen, at the end of the day, when we feel like something has gotten on us, whatever it is, I'm not talking about self-righteousness. I'm talking about making yourself right with God. I'm talking about a relationship with God. When we feel that on us, don't you cover it with praise. Don't you cover it with aisle running. Don't you cover it with your tithing. Don't you cover it with your sacrifice and offering. You cover it by the blood, because the blood is the only thing that can make us white as snow. Oh, let's praise Him for the blood. Let's praise Him for the blood. Hallelujah. I know some of you, and I know most of you. I'm telling you, it was a miracle from God how He forgave you, how He reached out to you, how He delivered you. And ironic, it's funny to me how that sometimes the ones that are most forgiving are the ones that judge others the hardest. We need to go back and remember how God forgave us, how God took our sins away. And you better get it in your guts that God can do the same thing for others that He's done for you, maybe even more. Bible said Paul had a thorn in the flesh. He asked God to take it away, and the Lord said, I'm not taking it away. My grace is sufficient. You just keep on trucking. And many have tried to decide and figure what that thorn in the flesh was, and everybody else got their opinion, so I'm going to give you mine. I believe that it was his past. I believe he always remembered what he was. I believe he always remembered where he came from. I believe he always remembered the Christians that he had incarcerated, and their families got separated. Some of them died. Some of them didn't even make it through life because mom and dad were in prison because of the gospel that they believed in. And Paul, preaching the gospel now, seeing people filled with the Holy Ghost, baptized and and miracle signs and wonders. Every time he laid hands on somebody, he probably saw another face that he caused to be killed, caused to be martyred, or caused to be incarcerated. And he said, my God, if you could just get those pictures out of my mind. And the Lord said, my grace is sufficient. I'm going to let you see those so that you will never get spotted by that again. So that you will never be spotted. That you'll never be blemished. That you'll never go that way again. How many of you remember where he brought you from? How many of you remember what you were delivered from? Hallelujah. Some of you have been 20 years out and you wake up in the morning with a desire for a cigarette. You wake up in the morning for a desire to snort something and you rebuke it in Jesus' name and you look in the mirror and say, what was that all about? I'll tell you what that was all about. Lord God, reminding you where you came from. How you were a shyster and a meister and you cheated and you didn't relate to God. And now here you are on the other side of Calvary looking back on the blood and looking forward to the kingdom of God and still remembering that. Why? So we can't go back. So we can't go back. Hallelujah. I've been awakened in the middle of the night. I've been stirred on my bed, reminded through a dream or whatever it may have been, what I was before Calvary, and I'd be in a hot sweat. I would get up not to wake anyone and make my way somewhere privately where I can pray and seek God and beg him, Lord, don't let me go back to that. Don't let me be that again. Don't let me surrender to that. Holy Ghost, don't let me influence anybody to do that. In the name of Jesus, cover me, Lord. Where do these spots come from? They came from sin. You were born in sin. You were shapen by iniquity. But bless God, we can be born again. I'm not talking about a head trip to some altar or sitting in the pew somewhere. I'm talking about a monumental change in our spirits, minds, and attitudes. Hallelujah. We need ourselves. Listen, Hosea, praise God. Hosea 13, 6 and 7. He's watching. Sometimes without your awareness. He's watching. Look at this. According to their pasture. In other words, where they feed. Where they live. Where they're located. So were they filled. That's where I blessed them. They were filled. They were mightily blessed. And their heart was exalted. Therefore have they forgotten me. I wanted God when I had a need. But now that the need is met, do you still want God? Hallelujah. Are you hearing me tonight? Amen. Therefore I will be unto them as a lion, as a leopard. By the way, will I observe them. In other words, don't you ever forget, your spots are not very far away. Simon Peter said when they go back like that, they're like the pig wallowing in the mire. They're like the dog returning to their vomit. I don't want those spots again. Is there anybody with me? Hallelujah. Watching. Without your awareness, the Lord is watching. Perhaps saying, how will they perform with their blessings and with their plenty? Playing church will not work. Tipping God will not work. Religion in these last days will not work. His blood is the greatest spot remover in the universe. Repentance, that will work. Total turnaround will work. A little sacrifice about myself will work. A heartfelt, unconditional relationship with the Lamb will work. But only if you work it. We need to get ourselves locked into the authority of Jesus Christ. Give him the reins and let him take the wheel. Ephesians 5, 25 through 28. The Bible lets us know that he might present it to himself. What? A glorious church. How? not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. He was the Lamb without spots, born to bear my spots. Like a leopard, he was born to bear spots. Like a tiger, he was born to bear my stripes across his back. But ladies and gentlemen, make no mistake about it. Like a lion, he is king of this jungle. Finally, there's the cat that has no dealings with spots nor stripes because he's become the lion of the tribe of Judah. No more the little Christmas lamb waiting to be crucified for the sins of a sin-sick world, but the Lion King of kings and the Lord of lords. Devoted to devouring our sickness. Devoted to devouring my sickness. Devoted to devouring your sins, my sins, our sins, all of our sins. Devoted to healing. Amen. Devoted to taking your weakness away, my weakness away. Amen. He stands ferocious between you and every problem that you have, ripping and devastating everything that comes against us. Ladies and gentlemen, you're in the presence of the Lion and the Lamb. Behold the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, the Lion of Zion. Yeshua, the Lamb of God, is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. The name, or the same Lamb from the foundation of the world. King of kings, Lord of lords. I'm just saying, tonight, bring it to Him if you need healing. Bring it to Him if you need cleansing. Bring it to Him if you've gotten lazy and hazy in your servitude. Bring it to Him if you need correcting. Better to face the Lamb than the Lion. Better to have things corrected by His mercy than to have them corrected by His force. When we brag on someone's house cleaning, the word spotless is spoken. Let's stand together. I wonder tonight if there's anyone that would like to leave with your house spotless. And the Bible says which temple you are. It's not this building that needs to go in the rapture. It won't. But it's all the fleshly tabernacles that are in this house that need to go in the rapture. And I'm asking the Lord to clean house. I'm asking God to bathe me and saturate me in His Spirit. Praise God. Commit yourself, therefore, unto the Lord. All these things will come to pass. Praise God. Thank you, Brother Bain. Chain has been broken, making it easy for anyone else to come and surrender, submit, dedicate, and relegate your life to the Lord for the removal of things that would hinder, things that would slow me down, things that would stop me, things that would break me, and things that ultimately could kill me. Hallelujah. Can a leper change his spots? Absolutely not. But he can be cleansed. He can be washed. And he can be covered by the blood. I want you to be quick. And while you're here at the altar, don't miss a spot. Don't miss a spot. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Holy, holy, holy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody reach out with somebody and let's believe the Lord. Ministry team, give me a hand here. There's needs all over this house. Oh, the Holy Ghost is flowing. The Spirit of God is moving. My God, my God, my God. And I know that there are angels all around. Hallelujah. Somebody believe it. Somebody receive it. Somebody walk in it. I want you to see yourself in the kingdom. I want you to see yourself healed. I want you to see yourself bona fide delivered. Rejoicing in the joy of the Lord that is your strength. Rejoicing in the joy of the Lord that is your strength. Tonight, so you can bless somebody. You need to let Him love you tonight, so you can love somebody. You need to let Him care, so you can care. You need to let Him come completely in, so you can give completely.